Identify the procrastinator in you. People will give you all sorts of reasons for procrastinating those things that they should be doing. Most of the reasons that they give, and that we give ourselves, are not the real reasons, but are merely the rationalizations that we give ourselves to make it okay for us to put off the tasks that we need to do. Rationalizations can sound pretty convincing. In fact, that is what they do. They are statements that sound reasonable, which allow us to justify our actions. But according to my mother, if you break down the word into two parts, what you get when you rationalize is just that. Rational lies. The real reason for procrastinating is rarely obvious to us, but with a little reflection, we can discover our true reasons that are holding us back. The first reason that many of us procrastinate is due to a lack of self-confidence. If you do not feel you can successfully perform a task, you are likely to delay or avoid beginning the task. Some of the behaviors and feelings linked to this reason for procrastination are the tendency for perfectionism, the need to be loved or gain the approval of others, anticipating the worst, a strong self-judgment, depression, or a very rigid self-identity. Another reason that many procrastinate is that they have a low frustration tolerance. If you have to wait for a reward or for someone else to motivate or inspire you, procrastination becomes the means of avoiding the hassle. The behaviors linked with this reason for procrastination are the need for immediate gratification and passivity. The third reason that some people procrastinate is hostility. If you are disappointed because life doesn't give you what you think you want or deserve, procrastination becomes a means of rebellion. It's a poor attempt at getting back at those who seem to be making unfair demands on your time. Those who use this reason for procrastination tend to exhibit behaviors which indicate that they believe that life is not fair, and they expect others just don't understand how hard their lives have been. They play the martyr and are waiting for someone to see just how hard things are for them and to make it right. Some people spend their whole lives waiting. Now that you know the real reasons, I hope you can identify what seems to be the problem for you. Now let's talk about some strategies for overcoming procrastination. Students often feel that they don't have enough time to accomplish everything they want to accomplish. Many other adults feel this way too. Is there really not enough time, though? Or do you simply have trouble managing your available time? Before you can start managing your time effectively, you need to take a realistic look at yourself and how you currently spend time. Keep track of how you are actually spending your time now. You can do this by using a daily planner and writing down every activity that you perform, when you perform it, and how long it takes. Being honest in how you spend your time will allow you to see how and where you spend it. Taking responsibility has a lot to do with procrastination. As was shown, self-beliefs and the associated feelings can result in a lot of avoidance and putting things off. This happens when people let go of their power, when they refuse to take responsibility. When you don't see yourself in charge, it is difficult to get started. You start acting helpless. Then you really don't take charge or get things done. This can become a vicious cycle. You must be responsible for your thoughts as well as your actions. Think positively. 99% of the time, you will be able to do what you believe you can do. Taking reasonable risks allows you to see success and build confidence in your ability to achieve, and is simplified when you go for a goal. Setting goals is how you put your personal stamp on the work you do in school. It gives you ownership over your current behaviors and your future. Perhaps the most important behavioral change you can make to control your tendency to procrastinate is to plan your actions. By creating a to-do checklist, you can plan each of the important activities you need to accomplish, and you can break down these activities into bite-sized pieces so that the specific task you undertake will be easy enough that you won't feel the need to put them off. For more information about procrastination and how to overcome it, speak with a learning specialist at the Walter E. Dennis Learning Center by calling 614-688-3967 or email us at wedlc_staff@osu.edu. Again, that is WEDLC_STAFF@osu.edu. Also, you may purchase the book Learning and Motivation Strategies, Your Guide to Success by Tuckman, Avery, and Smith, 2002. All material for this podcast was taken from the book by Tuckman and Associates and was used with permission. All rights reserved.